Everybody, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Uncooked with your boy. That's me, Darren Brown. Guys, don't kill me. I know it's been forever since I've dropped the podcast, and I've just gotten so busy, like work and the business, and I've just been all over the place. So I know everybody's saying, you know, you got to drop content and, you know, where have you been? Blah, blah, blah. I get it. So don't kill me. If you guys see me look down, I got some show notes in front of me just to kind of keep me on course. So if you see me glancing down occasionally, that's all it is. So I'll try not to glance down too much. But anyway, on with the show. So if this is your first time tuning into my podcast, welcome. It's called Uncooked with Darren Brown, and I'll give you a brief description about, you know, what this podcast is about. So this is the podcast. This podcast is about life and about money and how the decisions we make in life affects our pocket. And I'm not here to break down every single stock and tell you, you know, you should max out your 401k every year. And I'm not Susie Orman. I'm not Grant Cardone. So think of me as like a mixture of a life coach and a financial planner. I'm somewhere in the middle. I don't know if there's a name for that or if it's a genre. I don't know, but that's the purpose of my podcast. And the reason I started this podcast is because, you know, I like Grant Cardone, Susie Orman, Gary V. I love all these guys, all these top, you know, life coaches and, you know, economic, you know, gurus, and they know all about personal finance, blah, blah, blah. But I want somebody that I can relate to, somebody that looks like me, and not just as far as looks like me, like as far as race, but somebody that's a little bit closer to where I'm at in life. Because I feel like the only people I could turn to, you know, they have a mega yacht, or they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, or it's Jordan or Zuckerberg or Bill Gates. Like, where's the guy that's just like two or three steps in front of me? Like, I want to talk to him. Like, hey guy, you were just here not too long ago. How do I do the next two or three steps? You know, what did you learn from? What decisions did, you know, you make that cost you money? Or what things did you avoid or somebody shared with you that put you in a better position? So that's the purpose of this podcast. And that's why I started the show, because I want people that can relate to me to have somebody that's, you know, a little bit closer than the big dogs. And I'm a regular guy. I go to work every day. I'm smart with my money. I make investments, and I've been burned a lot. So the title of the show is Uncooked because I just tell the uncooked raw truth about how it is. I'm not bought out by any corporate sponsor where I can't talk about certain things. I can say whatever the hell I want on the show, whatever I want. So if I feel like it's real and it means something to me, I'm just going to say it. I'm not apologizing. And if you don't like it, you know, you can just go, you know, whatever. I want to try to keep the show a little bit clean. Also, like, you notice a lot of people on YouTube, they put these videos out and they're like cut, and they're like jerking all around and looking like robots and crazy. Like, I've done that before. I'm not doing that anymore. So this show, for the most part, is going to be uncut, uncooked and uncut. So that's the podcast, if you wanted to know. Life and money, how they work together, and learn from my silly mistakes, and maybe you can avoid a few mistakes yourself, because I learn from other people's mistakes. So it's just a cycle of knowledge and an interchange of encouragement. So I think you guys will like the show. So moving on. So today's topic, let's see here, today's topic is how dating is killing your productivity. Oh man, guys, I'm so excited for this, because fellas and ladies, we've done some stupid stuff in the name of being in love and being stupid, and it's cost us time, money, missed opportunities, broken heart. It's just a long list of things. But what I'll be focusing on is how those stupid dating decisions hurt your bottom line, and maybe a few things you can do to avoid some of that catastrophe and some of those, you know, missed dollars. So and then after that, I have a small segment called Dear Darren. So anything you guys want to know or want to ask me, I opened it up to my Facebook group and Instagram, which I just started. And any questions, I just picked five or six questions that people asked that I thought were pretty interesting, and I'll answer them right here on the podcast. So without any further ado, let's get into it. What's up, guys? So here we are, our big topic, the big discussion, how dating is killing your productivity. So there's two different sides of the story here. I get this. It's the guy side and it's the lady side. And I know it's a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a difference. I get that. I can naturally relate to the guy side. But ladies, you know, you guys pay money to, you know, get pretty, get dressed. Honestly, the majority of dates I've been on, I pay. Yeah, I know you ladies are going to say, well, I can pay for my own. I'm sure you can. I'm not saying you can't. I just end up paying. And it doesn't bother me. I pay. I ask you on a date, I pay. Maybe that's old school. Maybe people don't do it anymore. But I do. But I have lost. So let's start with my losses. My losses go in this order. And fellas, you can relate to this because you know, keep it real. Keep it real. We have done some crazy stuff in the name of getting some tail. We've all done it. I've done it. And I know you've done it. If you haven't done it, don't even talk to me because you're full of BS. Let's see. What have I done? I have flown to another country for a girl that was in a relationship. I have spent tons of money on fancy dates. I have, I could go on and on. I mean, I've driven 150 miles for a girl. I've done a lot of things in the name of dating that cost me a lot of money, cost me a lot of opportunity, cost me a lot of time. And looking back in hindsight, I wish one of my peers told me, hey, D, that's not the move. Not the move at all. You know, my dad, 100%. Hey, son, you need A, B, and C. You know, but you know how we are. We don't share all these things with our parents. And my dad is definitely my number one mentor. But, you know, you don't really share all that with your parents. So I have taken so many losses. And not just that, but also I have allowed dating when I was single, because I'm not single right now, to break my mental focus. It was a distraction to me. I couldn't focus because I'm texting girls. I'm texting girls or texting guys. And it kept me in a distracted state. And that affected my productivity on things that I could have been investing my time and energy in that would have made me better. Not saying that ladies or guys are not worth it, but at the end of the day, is it really making you better? Not really. That could be up for debate. So the my broken focus and just the emotional distraction and the opportunity cost. How many things have I said I was going to do or you said you were going to do? And it's like, yeah, but you know, this man, this bad chick just hit me up. I'll have to catch you guys later. Or yeah, I know I have to do something. And with maturity and getting a little older, I can definitely tell that those things changed, but I've taken some losses. I have definitely canceled some plans. And I've been irresponsible, and I'm not even getting into what happens when too much alcohol is involved, because we've all been down that road too. So identifying a problem, we all know the problem. Like, we know the problem. You go out to a bar, you're spending money, maybe money that you didn't expect to spend, or maybe the girl, the guy orders too much. And then it's the whole thing of, you know, or is she just trying to get me for a drink, or should I pay on a first date, or should we split? Listen, we've all been there. So we know the problem. We know the problem. Getting on to the solutions, however, of some things that I've done that started reducing my level of loss was having a plan. Having a plan. Like, I didn't just go in just, for instance, I got $1,000 in my pocket, okay? So I'm going to go on a date with a girl. Well, how much do I plan to spend? Is it just like, well, as long as the date is under $1,000, I'm good? No. What I started doing, and what may work for you, just as a suggestion, is, hey, look, sweetheart, I plan to go to the movies. Let's say dinner and a movie. We go dinner and a movie. Let's say the movie's $25 per person. You figure you go to just a modest dinner. Excuse me, guys. I told you I'm not cutting this either, so. So if you don't like it or I look unprofessional, I'm sorry, because I drink water. You can talk about me in the comments. I'll read them. But anyway, you plan on going to a movie or a dinner. Okay, dinner's about, let's say movie's 25 each. Say snacks, popcorn. Let's say the movie's, you know, $75. movies are expensive these days. Go to dinner, let's say dinner is $100 and with tax and tip, let's say $100, you know. So plan on saying, okay, look, I'm not going to spend over $175. Well, that's my goal. It's not just a free-for-all, you know. Protect your money, protect your dollars. It's not a free-for-all, you know. Have a plan going in. Yeah, we're going to go to this place, I already know how much it costs. And don't let anybody order unlimited drinks on you. Don't let anybody, you know, order the biggest, you know, Tomahawk, $150. No, protect yourself and protect your dollars. So my suggestion, and what's worked for me, and it's just something for you to consider, and this is a little just bro science, have a plan going in. If maybe you're a person that already does, but if you're not, look, Jack, don't walk into that date just totally, I'm the man, or I'm a female and I get my own, I'm good. Have a financial plan when you're dating. And what worked for me too is I didn't start off like on big expensive dates. Like I started on a coffee shop. Hey, let's go get a cup of coffee. You know, if you want to get to know me, just do a cup of coffee. And then maybe later on we'll go coffee. Then we'll upgrade. The next date we may do dinner and a movie. And then maybe a few days later we do something nice. But, you know, don't start off nothing extravagant. Protect yourself financially. Because nobody else is going to look out for you financially like you're going to look out for yourself. So that's my first word of advice as far as, you know, some things that worked for me as far as solutions. It's about self-preservation. And I just, on top of preserving your dollars, and it's just, guys, it's just so many thoughts and situations that are running into my head right now. I'm trying to organize everything mentally. On top of going into dating and getting, you know, chopped off at the knees financially, you know, that time, how much time, guys and girls, do we spend texting so-and-so, texting? And if you're a guy, listen, guys, I'm keeping it real. If you're a good-looking dude or you make some money, and you go, or a good-looking girl, or you make some money, or whatever, and you're getting a lot of attention from the opposite sex, and you're single, you got more than one person that you're talking to or hitting up. Think about the amount of time. Okay, now I'm texting. How was your day? 4, 5, 6 different people. Ladies, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. 5, 6 guys on Instagram. 4, 5 guys on Snapchat. I mean, thinking like I'm being real. Let's keep it real. Don't BS. When you're talking to all them people, what else could you be doing with a portion of that time? See, that's how it kills our productivity, because now that time that could have been, that's 3-4 hours of talking, could have been 2 hours in the gym, could have been 2 hours of studying toward getting your degree. It's costing you way more than just sitting back. Chilling costs money. Like chilling, when you're sitting in place and you're just chilling, your opportunity and dollars are blowing past you and you're losing. I'm just calling it like it is. Maybe you don't like it, but I'm being honest. When you're chilling, you're losing, because you're not doing anything that's actively putting you in a better situation to win. I'm sorry if nobody broke it down to you like this, or somebody told you that, you know, just invest in real estate and you're going to become rich, or, you know, buy a penny stock and you're going to... This ain't no get rich quick, you know, podcast. Nah, hell no. So you guys got me on a roll now. Because it just pisses me off how we're in this culture where it's just about instant gratification. Instant gratification. Nobody's saying to protect yourself emotionally, protect yourself financially, you know, calculate your moves. No, it's just, hey, give me the car, give me the girls, give me the lifestyle now without putting in the work. And don't get me wrong, the majority of people that are vastly successful, they plan, they calculate their steps. And when I start really calculating my steps, planning how much I'm gonna spend on these dates, protecting myself financially and emotionally, I start seeing a huge difference in my level of productivity. Because now, okay, I got some hot chick, you know, blowing me up. Oh, cool. Yeah, heck yeah. But I gotta hit the gym today. Like, my gym has to come first. Or, oh, that's cool, but I'll get to her or her when I'm done studying, or I get to these clients. Like, it's all about making your priorities, guys. Just blindly just you know, moving at the whim of each and every person that comes in and out of your life, you will lose. That's just from coming from old DB. That's just my two cents. So, you know, I strongly suggest for you guys to consider that. And, you know, look at what you're losing. Sorry, guys, I'm looking at these notes. I know you're going to kill me. Also, when you're planning your time, like, dedicate whatever the 2-3 evenings you're going to do on your day. And if it's booked, it's booked. If you have to cancel, cancel. But, you know, don't be an open forum for just any and everybody and everything. No. And I'm sorry if I sound a little redundant, because the principle is pretty much the same, and it applies to money, to time, to, you know, protect yourself emotionally. It applies to everything. And that bottom line principle is look after yourself. Look after yourself first and make sure that you're winning. Then you can do whatever. Make sure you're putting yourself in a position to win. That's what's worked for me. I've earned a significant level of success, and my productivity now is through the roof. And these are some things that I've done to greatly boost my productivity, is becoming more, managing my time better, managing my relationships better, managing my money better. So I hope this has been something that you guys could take to heart. And if you're a person that, you know, doesn't need this, that's fine. That's fine. Excuse me. Excuse the hell out of me. But if you're a person that knows that you're spending on these things, with my financial consulting business, the number one category of mismanaged money is dining and eating out. And for you, the single clients that I have, it's because of dates, especially the men. Because ladies, let's be honest, don't get me wrong, you spend your money on your dress, and it takes a lot of time to get ready for some women. But that dining and eating out is the number one killer I see with the majority of my clients. Is it kills you. So please keep that in mind. And if you have any questions for me, like, reach out to me. Like, hey D, I'm thinking about, you know, A, B, and C. Like, what do you think? Like, I'll hit you up on Instagram or Facebook. Like, I'll message you back. I'm not that famous. So hit me up if you have any other questions. And number one, guys, look out for yourself. Like, have a plan. Don't be out here reckless. So anyway, guys, that's all I got to say on that. And I just wish you guys the best of luck, man, because I know it can be hard, and I know it can be tempting with, you know, good-looking guys, good-looking girls. It's easier said than done. But hey, if you guys take some of this to heart, I really hope it can help you out. All right, guys. So on to our next segment here. So I think we covered the last segment pretty good about how dating is killing your productivity. And that's the meat and potatoes of this podcast. So moving on, I wanted to add something to give the podcast a little texture, a little layers, a few layers. You can learn a little bit more about me and what I do and why I do it. And, you know, so moving on. So this is the Dear Darren segment. So Dear Darren, I figured I'd be a little catchy maybe for some people. Some people are like, you're lame. You're lame. What are you doing out here? But either way, I don't care. So I've got some questions, a lot of questions from people all over the world, really, because I started a Facebook group for entrepreneurs, and we'll get into that later. But I'll say I get about 150 questions. So I just picked out a few that I figure would, you know, be a little interesting. So question number one, it's like 4 or 5 questions here. I'm not going to bore you guys all night. Question number one, Paul from North Carolina said, hey, Darren, how did you end up on a reality TV show? I've told this story a million times. Well, I think I told it before on another podcast, but pretty much just minding my business on Instagram, playing around, doing what everybody does, taking pictures. And I actually got a message from a casting producer or a casting manager, or whatever they're called, in my Instagram, just totally randomly. I thought it was a scam, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. So she's like, no, yeah, yeah, her name, I won't say her name, so. Yeah, you know, this is the real deal. Like, we're doing a show, then, you know, 8 guys, 8 girls living in a mansion in California. It'd be great. It's like 3 months or something like that. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. But you know what? I'm open to whatever opportunity. So yeah, sign me up. Send me the information. Sends me the information. I fill everything out and I make it to the next step. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Nothing about it. She's like, yeah, can you do like a little video intro of yourself or something? I'm like, okay, cool. Well, whatever. And again, just going with the flow. Not expecting anything at all. Do the video intro. And like a week or two later, she's like, yeah, you know, you actually made the show. So, you know, this is your date, you fly out. And I'm like, oh, snap. So, totally unexpected. I wasn't doing any special hashtags. I don't know anybody in California. It was totally random. So they fly me out to California, and I take that back. Before I flew to California, they wanted to do like a one-on-one interview in a hotel downtown Chicago when I lived back in Chicago. And I'm thinking, okay, like I'm definitely about to get like beat up or robbed or raped or something crazy. And no, it was, you know, two guys that worked for the casting company or the production company. They asked me a bunch of questions. It was cool. And I filled out some more paperwork, signed. And flew me out to California, and we started filming the show. I'm leaving the name of the show as a link in the description, or you're going to have to creep my Facebook or creep my Instagram. I'm not going to make it easy for you. So I'm not going to make it easy for you at all, Paul. But obviously, you've seen the show or you followed it on YouTube or something like that. So, yeah. So that's pretty much how I got on the show. Like, wasn't trying to. It just ended up that way, and I took it and I ran with it. I had a fun. Tons of alcohol, tons of beautiful women, and made some good friends out there, and it was a great time. And it's one of those things, like, TV is, like, timeless. Like, you can do something on TV, like, 6-7 years ago, and the people that haven't seen it, it's, like, brand new. You know, like, I mean, how many shows are on TV right now that are old shows that people are still watching? And I didn't realize that because I don't know much about film. I don't have a degree in film or marketing or nothing like that. So I didn't realize how timeless TV is, like, something you put on TV is on there forever, and it's brand new to the people that are seeing it for the first time. So that's that. Great question, Paul. Appreciate you. Next question, Michelle in Atlanta, Georgia, Hotlanta. How did you grow your Facebook group to 10,000 entrepreneurs? So I started a small business networking entrepreneur support group on Facebook. You guys check it out. I'll leave a link in the description, of course. And I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a small business owner. And I just wanted a group that was my own, that I can just, you know, have a place where we could just talk about questions like, what are you guys using to process credit cards? Or does anybody get a small business loan? And all the small business groups that I saw on Facebook are just like pure spam. And it's like everybody, the only thing they're doing is just promoting their business. But the conversations, the organic conversations that were helpful, like nobody was talking about it. Like one person would have a good question, and then it'd be spam, 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 spam. So I really try to keep the spam out. And what I've done is I made it where if you want to share your business, that's cool. Just give the group a share. So you share your business on your Facebook page, which may reach, you know, a few thousand people, depending on how big your page is, and you can reach all the entrepreneurs. So it's share for share. And that's really pretty much how it got to be so big, because I wanted to cut down on the spam. So I made it a share for share, and it's just taken off like wildfire. If you visit the group, I actually have a post that talks about how I started from the group started like really small, and I did a networking event once a month, and I was like the only person there. I was by myself, totally by myself, feeling like a loser, because here I am doing a networking event group and nobody's here. So I switched it up. I did it at some different places. Then I did it at Tacos and Hip Hop is where it really jumped off. And I had just randomly a bunch of people came. They came out to support me. And at that point, I kind of changed it from what's called Young Working Professionals to Small Business Entrepreneurship, Small Business Networking Entrepreneurship Support Group. And then when I changed the name and made it more general, it's like people could see it and they knew what it was about. Like Young Working Professionals, it's a good name, but so what? So after that, it really jumped off. But again, I got a post on the group, and you can see like a description of like what happened. And I threw an event, and the doors were locked when I finally got some people, and it was just a shit show. Sorry to say the S word. Anyway, so that's that. That's how I grew it. It's by requiring people that want to post in the group, they have to share the group. And that's pretty much the magic to success. I probably should make a webinar about that and make some money off of that, but I'm giving it to you right here for free. So, all right. Moving on. Mike from Chicago. Who do you have for the Super Bowl? Kansas City Chiefs. Easy. I like Pat Mahomes. I think he's going all the way. And the Super Bowl is this weekend here in Miami. So, let's see. Last one. Kenny from DC. What advice would you give to young black entrepreneurs? Okay, I can address that. I'm so glad that you asked that question, Kenny, and I appreciate you. So, this is what I would say for young black entrepreneurs. Unfortunately, there are some unfair things that happen in this country to minorities, not just black, but minorities in general. Okay. I do like to support black business. I like everybody, but my people are black. Everybody supports their people. I like to support my own people too. Not exclusively, but I support my people when I can, you know, because I don't want to shut anybody else out. And I'm careful with, I'm pro-black, but I'm not anti everybody else. So I feel good and proud to be a young black man, but I make sure that I don't make other people feel like they're less than, or I don't appreciate them or love them. But as far as being a black entrepreneur, I would say this: work hard, man. Like, work hard. You got to roll up your sleeves like everybody else and not make any excuses. And being black does have its disadvantages, but there's no reason to do less. So bust your tail, man. If you bust your tail, busting your tail is going to give you way more advantages than being black is going to bring you disadvantages. Bust your tail. That's my secret to success. I think there are things that are not fair. I'm not saying there aren't, but it's no excuse not for you to go 115%. So go 115% in your business. Be professional. There are some stereotypes about black businesses not being professional, and I'm just keeping it real. That's the real deal. A lot of people, some, I'll say, not a lot. I don't know if it's a lot or a little. So whatever, you say, take this however you want, because you probably get offended either way. But some people feel like black businesses are not successful or not professional. So if that's a stereotype going around, whether it is or not, you be on your game. Be on your stuff. Have your professionally done business cards. When you come or if you meet a client, dress the part. Do what you need to do. Be a professional at all times. And that doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow, or green. You should be a professional. If you're a business owner, you should represent your business in a positive way. So, Kenny, I say, for being a young black business owner, where you're at again, in D.C., like, you do what you're supposed to do, and you'll be all right. Networking is huge. There's the networking in business is one of the number one things that I would suggest for you to get good at. I don't know if it's your personality or not, but you need to get good at making friends and building relationships. That is huge in business. If you're not good at that, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. Not impossible, but networking is huge. So stay professional, network, get in a small business group. I'll support your business. I'll shout you out to the people we have. And any other ways we can work together, just send me a message and we'll make it happen. So that's that. Let's see. What else do we got here? Kenny was the last one. So before I end this, because I don't want this to be too long, there is one last comment. These are my closing arguments, my closing comments. This week, Kobe Bryant died. And I'm not going to go too deep into the Kobe thing because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't think that, you know, the government or anything. I think it was a terrible, terrible, terrible accident. But I just wanted to give a minute to give tribute to Kobe Bryant because his loss affected me more than a sports fan, but his mindset, how focused he was. He was hell bent on being successful and being the best at everything he did. His life showed that with his wife. He made his mistakes. We all know that. Everybody seems to keep wanting to bring that up for some reason. I don't know why, but he still handled it like a champ. And he bounced back, came back better. He always came back. And, you know, it was a hard loss for me. I grew up, I'm a Kobe Bryant guy. We grew up, you know, throwing some of the band, Kobe, you know. It was a hard loss. And my prayers are with not just his wife and his kids that are still here, but also the rest of the people on the plane. Like, they all lost family members too. So it's a really sad thing, but that hit me deep, and I just want to take a minute to let people know that that hurt me bad. And definitely prayers to the family, and if it hurt you bad too, prayers to you too. And I hope you guys can, the whole country is kind of sad right now. So Shaq was just broken up on TNT the other day. And I mean, the country, a lot of people shed a lot of tears. And that was a hard one for me too. So I just want to take a second to, you know, acknowledge that of everything that's going on this week. Usually like on this segment, I do closing thoughts. I'll just kind of talk about, you know, whatever the big story was for the week. And that's the biggest one for me. It was Kobe Bryant. So anyway, guys, that'll bring our podcast to an end. Thanks so much for supporting me. I really appreciate it. If you like what you saw, please give me a share. Give me a like. I'm trying to get this thing going. And we'll catch you next time. Peace.